Moving on to the bracket matches.
Yep. Yeah. Stop. It's just what you were going to continue. All right, I'll do it. Okay.
Hello and welcome to the Gossip Stone podcast, where we cover the Ocarina of Time randomizer. We focus primarily on the racing and competitive scenes, as well as various other related topics for the community as a whole. Hello, everybody. I'm Emo Soto, one of your co-hosts of the podcast here. Joining you today on episode 61, covering season 9 in the Challenge Cup. It's ongoing for this main season of the tournament. Joined today, as always, by my co-host, Chuckles.
I like how it's like, oh, as always, like, he's always here. Can't get rid of him. But, yeah, I'm here. It is I am...
Please don't leave.
Yeah. Well, everyone's leaving everything these days, so you never know.
Well, somebody asked me recently, so what does Chuckles actually do on the podcast? Like,
what? What kind of... What's that supposed to mean? What
do I do? It was just in my stream chat, and it was like, well, he's British. And then I had to like think for a few moments, but no, you add a lot of value to the podcast, obviously.
We all have our roles. We have, yes. You know, Jim.
Speaking of, yes.
Yes, should we introduce Jimbo?
Yes, Jimbo is also here today.
Hello, I am back. Somebody decided to let me back on the podcast. How's it going?
Yeah, we forgot to lock the doors. It's okay, though.
Jimbo is actually the one that doesn't do anything. Like, of all literally the, like, nothing. I do the script and I send the stuff to Trez and all the, like, the summaries and stuff like that. And I post in the Discord when it's released. Emo does all the tech stuff. Like, you edit it at the moment and you are in control of our sexy robot who records us. And Jimbo is literally just like here. Like, he's just
literally. Just don't do anything. And don't sit here and act like you do the summaries. You definitely chat GPT those.
I literally write them myself. Like,
no, you don't.
I think you write them.
Put it in a checker and like an AI detector and it will show that it's 100% written by Chuckles501. It definitely is because Trez spell checks me and he's German. Like, that's how bad, like, the summaries are.
Sometimes. Oh my god, what?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Like I said, though, we'll be covering the season 9 tournaments. On the last episode, we kind of covered up to, not including all of the group matches. Of course, there are group matches as well as bracket matches. The groups feed into the brackets. You have to win 2 matches. You can also lose 2 matches and be out of the tournament. And if you lose one, you have to still win 2. But, well, what are we thinking here about these groups and the winners now are all known?
I will start off with a correction that I need to announce.
Oh, okay.
From the last podcast. Actually, there's 2 corrections we need to make. Firstly, that with the fact that we couldn't count to 11. Issues. We were there's 9 people who haven't made it to the tournament phase before, and then we named 2 people and then we're like, yep, that's 10 then. 9 plus 2 is actually difficult, but there is I actually received a complaint into my DMs about the podcast, so there is a correction that I need to make, and that is we said that there was no South Americans in the tournament. And Ink messaged me to say that he is from South America. But I was really confused because Ink wasn't in this tournament. Someone called Haram Rutan was in this tournament, and maybe they're South American. But I don't know what Ink's going like. He was just like, "Yeah, I'm South American." I'm like, "Yeah, well, who are you? Like, you're nobody." But maybe Haram Rutan is from South America, or maybe he's like Ink and actually Canadian. But
yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. Wait a minute, does he live in South America or?
No, he's from
He's a national of South America.
Yeah, okay.
I'm Canada. Irish, Polish, Armenian, and German. I like what? What are we talking about here?
I would change your league flag to be you were born Armenian in America if you'll let me.
Yeah, I was born in America. Was he born in South America? Is that what he's saying?
I'm assuming.
We need a fact check here or something. Like you need to follow this up.
Well, it doesn't matter because like, I've never spoken to Haram Rooting, so I don't know from where they're from. Like they've never identified where they're from. Like Ink was not in this tournament, so.
Okay, yeah, that's true. We can just leave it at that.
That's true. Yeah, let's talk about some winners. Let's talk about some. Let's talk about some group winners.
Yeah, he definitely wasn't one of those, but.
Holy shit!
Fucking mic drop! Like there we go. Well, should we talk about this first pool? Start GG likes to... All right, firstly, start GG, load of bullshit. Secondly, this is the pool with a huge winner or huge loser. Or I should say huge loser. It's not like he's a loser, but like a huge upset in that E-Cola got knocked out since our last recording. And he got knocked out by a first loss to Nopons and then a second loss to Naestrial, which is a huge upset. And Naestrial is a very good runner, but I think a lot of people were expecting him to go through in that tiebreaker match.
Yeah, it was a bit crazy. I mean, the match previous to that against Schulzer, the 32 seed, right, was pretty open and shut. Schulzer just lost pretty badly. Nothing really to say about that other than E-Cola was just super fast. Now, the E-Cola Nopons match, that was a little interesting, kind of a boring result in that E-Cola did stone DC. That was like the only difference. And so it was like a few minutes at the end that Nopons was ahead. Okay. There's a lot of good execution based players in the tournament still. Nopons is actually a really good player. He has a lot of speedrunning experience, obviously, and a lot of different games, not just OOT. So I'm not really surprised at that. I think a lot of people, in a fairly straightforward seed, as long as you don't do like stone DC in like this instance, can kind of keep up with someone like E-Cola. Now, the second game against Naestrial, this is brutal. Hovers were on 30 skulls. There was a hook on 50 skulls, right? They knew that fairly early on in the seed. E-Cola skipped child fishing. I think he was just really focused on skull routing, one for hovers and then two for the 50 hook. But yeah, the child fishing had the first bow with no serenade of the seed available. Naestrial got that, went about his business, went into forest because he had strength and bow, right? And on the forest strength block room that you need a bow for, right? That was first hook. So Naestrial never got the 50 skull hook, just kind of stopped at 30 hovers and eventually finished the seed. And it was the bow plus not having to go to for 50 skulls plus getting that hook, you know, fairly early. It was like an hour and a half mid game ish sort of a thing that just pulled him ahead. It was crazy. It was the only thing to say.
I think this like I'm gonna posit a question to you guys. Okay. About like high skull items. So of course the skull house tells you what's on 30, 40, and 50 skulls. And you know, if there's nothing on there, then of course you don't go for it. If it's like a minor item like a Goron tunic or you know, something like that, then of course you don't go for it. But what are the items that you like? You read and like you go for? Okay, if it's hammer and like fire's required, then you're going for it, right? But like magics, strengths, like things like that. And like hook shots would be one that I would always generally be like, right, 50 hook, 40 hook, whatever, I'm going for it. But with the like not needing the long shot in very often these days, is that an item that you would go for if you read like 40, 50 schools has it? Like, how's kind of your approach to that?
I mean, I don't know. When I see a 50 skull hook or even a 40 skull hook, I just assume it's not going to be the first hook. Like, when you're focused or so focused on skull farming. Like, I don't really understand why you would skip a lot of early checks / sphere zero checks, knowing you're going to need certain items to be able to farm skulls, because you're going to get locked out at some point. So it's just, I don't know. I personally would be a little bit more thorough in that scenario. What do you think, Kimo?
For some additional context for that seed in particular, they had Rang and Bottle early, so at least 40 okay. was in logic already. So it made sense to go straight for it, I think. Okay. But in general, I think it's a rep difference as well, like Ecola versus Naestro. I think Ecola's played so many seeds that he's gotten enough seeds to where, like, that's a first hook situation. And I've definitely run into that before, probably not in S9, but just in general, probably like a handful of times, maybe over, like, you know, hundreds of scenes. So, like, it's a little speculative, but I mean, if you are kind of doing checks along the way, along with your skull routing, I don't think it's as bad. I think he definitely should have gone. He was in Lake. He got the island skull, right, as like his 30th, I think, and then left to go get the hovers and then do some hover related stuff. So I think it's a bit of that, a bit of prioritization. There's no serenade that seed. So I think he had an even stronger argument to do child fishing in that scenario. Yeah. Cause when are you going to be back? Right.
Did he not have the money maybe as well? Like, what was his rupee count at that time? Cause it's kind of difficult actually grind.
I didn't look at that. That
area. Yeah. That is a good question.
I mean, even if you have like 0 rupees though, That's a tough situation. If you have like 10 to 15, I think that's good enough probably go for the grass grind patches. For the 3 grass patches, you can get at least 5, maybe 10. And, you know, good average RNG, but
with what 20, though, too?
Sticks? Like,
I mean,
you got to break.
I guess you could broken stick. Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
It's not that bad. It's a bad situation, but it's definitely not what you want to be in. If you have any open checks, I mean, at that point he just got 30 skulls, so I don't think it was an okay leave to where he was in the seed, but it's just one check too. It's all it really takes in S9. We've seen a lot of close matches already, a lot of really competitive matches, but oftentimes it's a very minor or like one check scenario that it's the difference maker that it leads to these huge differences at the end, you know, 10, 20 minutes sometimes. So I think just for that and just my like careful play style as well, for me personally, I would have gone to child fishing 100%. But
yeah. Again, if it's serenade, like, you know, you haven't got serenade, it's actually just it's a difficult check to get there in the first place, let alone getting there and then not doing the check kind of thing. But you're right. It's kind of like one of those mistakes and maybe not even mistakes. It's one of those mischecks and you just don't do it. And then that's it. That's like the end of the seed. Like, you kind of shoot yourself in the foot right at the first kind of part of that. So that's, yeah,
the most important part of the seed too, and you don't know it because you're in the moment, right? But like, for people that were watching, oh my god, it was like a slow moving car crash basically. Yeah. It's like, well, I don't know when he's gonna go back for that. Hopefully there's 2 other bows right in the seed, and
that's it.
They were probably bow locked. Yeah,
there's like 2 of the bows in the seed. Like, it's not even one of those items that you would think is like the end of the world, because there are 2 of the bows, but there's quite a lot of bow lock checks in the game, and then depending if Ganon's is locked behind a bow, like, there's, yeah, it can be quite difficult.
I think it's crazy too, like, even Ecola, like, with the Ecola name, like, I don't know, like, you should think that you can get away with being a little bit more thorough anyway and still be okay, like, so it's just being like top seed, right? So
yeah, in the previous game against Snow Ponds, he was punished for being, you know, is thorough clear doing stone DC. So maybe that kind of weighed in his mind a little bit and kind of affected this kind of a play. Like, okay, I'm going to be a little bit more objective focused, item focused. I know about this hovers. I'm just going to get that and, you know, clear the game. So it's, I think that had gaming a little bit to do with it. Yeah, maybe a little bit, but
just biting you in the ass. I mean, that's definitely happened to me before, where, like, if I get screwed in a previous race from, like, a couple days ago or whatever, and, like, you know, it just lives in your brain, right? And it sometimes just influences your decisions and ends up.
Yeah, he was probably the one thinking the most about it too, right? Because it was just the game previous. So, and I think it was less than a week before the second one. So, yeah, the first seed is out. So, kind of all eyes on Mario now. Mario gonna stay in? Is it two seed?
Yeah, well, the rest of that, actually, I was just looking at the rest of that pool that went through, like, yeah, and so Nopon's, like I said, beat E-Curler in the winners side of things, so he went through 2-0, and that group was actually, like, German heavy. That group had Xavi, Sedi, and Schulze, and the other two people who went through were Xavi and Sedi, so Sedi beat Mafrucci to go through. That also had Seisei in that pool, and Seisei got knocked out. 0-2, a Nastrial win versus Seisei, and losing to Xavi like in round one. So brutal for Seisei being out early. He has said before that he didn't like these settings, and he was quite low down in the qualifiers, like 22 seed. But Nastrial knocking out Seisei and E-Cola, and now has a chance to knock out Mario, spoilers, in the next one.
Yeah, other top seeds that are also out, third seed Osuna, fourth seed Ryukane, and Flea, seventh seed, they're all out too. So, like, a lot of these top players are all out. Mm-hmm. And now it falls down to, like, all the mid seeds, basically, I think are gonna be able to go the furthest in this in the tournament, but again, yeah, Mario might do it. I think this might be his tournament finally. I don't know, he's just been very consistent with how he's been playing. You know, aside from, should we go over the other group matches first? Yeah. Actually,
yeah,
play through the other pools, probably noise.
Yeah.
So yeah, the next pool had Mario going through, beating Oak and Volk straight through 2-0. The other 2-0 in that pool was Duke, who beat Haram Rooting and beat Flea. And then the two tiebreaker winners were Alpha and Volk. So Flea got knocked out of that one. Like, I was surprised to see Flea getting knocked out that early. Rockshot got knocked out of that pool, and then yeah, Ink and Oak were the two that went 0-2. So
who went 0-2?
Oh, sorry, Haram Rusin and Okishi. Yeah, sorry, I forgot Ink didn't participate in this tournament.
I actually commentated both of the Alpha losers bracket matches, I believe. And man, that guy is a great racer. He's kind of been on fire since then. But the Flea matchup especially too, it was just kind of a straight up seed, and he just was a little bit faster. That's all it really came down to.
Yeah, it was quite close, wasn't it? Like, the actual times for that race was quite close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't really know what to think of him as a runner, but I mean, he's definitely come a long way. Just grinding his ass off, man. It just shows that, like, you know, you put the work in, man, it can pay off.
Hmm.
Yeah, he's kind of been a unofficial sparring partner for me now, just because so many people don't want to race right now, either because they're out of the tournament or, you know, they'll just do it offline or async another race or something like that.
Yeah.
But this past, like, week or so, I've faced him in 4 pickup races and I'm 3-1 against him. So,
ooh,
okay, nice.
I don't know what that means, but. yeah, he's good. I mean, I've looked at his decision points and his routing, and yeah, it's all just very solid stuff. Surprised that this is his first, like, top 32 based on his gameplay.
Yeah, but solid. Like, a year is a long time, isn't it? Like, last year, yeah. You know, compared to now, like, and it's also a very different setting. He has been good. I think he dominated his league divisions this time round as well. So not surprised that he got into top 32, but, you know, I think anybody getting to the top 16 is quite impressive in its own right. So
yeah, 2 high pressure matches, basically, maybe 3 that you have to win 2 out of 3 is it's not easy, especially with this field.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. The third pool we had, the 2-0s in the next pool was Challensoir, which I have to admit, I was kind of, you know, he plays a lot of bingo and stuff like that. So executionally, he's really, really decent, but not as much into rando since the last main tournament. So I was surprised that he even got into top 32, and now he's in the top 17.
And he's 2-0.
Yeah, by beating Iyasuna and Brote. Like, they hard kind of like, well, they're all hard matches, but like that is in particularly another hard match that he was able to do that. No surprise that Marco got through 2-0, considering his back end run of qualifiers. He beat Tanjo and Rafa. The 0-2s were Alexis and Pyra. Alexis lost against Brote, and then Iyasuna. Like, that's a tough matchup. Alexis Iyasuna really, really early on. That's brutal, actually. And the two people getting through in the tiebreakers were Tanjo and Rafa. So GG's to those.
Tanjo, yeah. Sick run for Tanjo. In terms of matchups, he had to play against Marco, then Pyra, then Brote. And somehow he got there. I mean, I've been a little down on Tanjo, but he's definitely had some question marks for me personally, just because of the inconsistency in the qualifiers, but he definitely brought it back. He's looking really good.
Yeah, we kind of brought up in that race versus Marco, but his race versus Pyra I watched, and he played like his normal self. Like, he did his normal route, just went back to what he was used to, and yeah, just won that match versus Pyra, and just seems to be back on track now in this.
That's good to see, because again, yeah, like in the last, I think we covered it in the last episode, like you said, that Marco match was just brutal, man. It was one of those races where it was just over from the beginning, right? So it's always nice to see a runner be able to bounce back from that.
And then the final pool, this actually has another talking point, which we'll get to it, but this had the pool that I don't want to say it because it feels like there's dirt in my mouth when I'm saying this, but Zeph went 2-0 in this. I know his match is against Rafa. His second match is actually going on as we speak, and they're kind of flowing through that. They're going through like the standard S9 mid-game dungeon completion at the moment. But yeah, he beat Kola and Ryukane. So very difficult opponents that he beat, and we were sitting here in the last episode being like, yeah, but he's up against Ryu next, so like he'll lose that, and then who will he pay next? Oh, it might be like Exodus, like so, but yeah, he won that. The other 2-0 was Floosh. He beat Weighty Words and Drew, and then Drew got knocked out in the tiebreakers versus Kola. And then the talking point, the only one of the two tiebreaker matches actually went ahead in this pool because Ryukane pulled out of the tournament and did not play Exodus. And I want to hear your thoughts on that.
You know, I really do hope that like he's doing okay. And like, it's not like a, like, I'm hoping he just didn't feel like playing, like, as much as that kind of annoys me to an extent, because like the way I saw, or the message that I saw, like announcing the drop, it was kind of just like, I just don't want to play, you know, kind of that's the vibe that I got from it. And I don't know. It's a little distasteful to me because like you kind of just not like screwed somebody else out of playing who wanted to play. And again, I'm hoping that everything is fine and there's nothing like seriously wrong. But I don't know. Like if you're having thoughts about not wanting to play, like it just don't sign up. Like it fucks with the tournament, man. Like it's just, I don't know. I was rather annoyed by it.
To me, it like kind of just it looks like he's just really salty about losing to Zephyr. Like, I don't know. I probably would be too, but no, I think Zephyr is one of the two people I'm actually rooting for actively. Mario and Zephyr, both longtime friends of mine. But yeah, when it comes to Ryu, I think Jimbo is probably madder than I am. I was the 33rd seed in the tournament through qualifiers, so. Maybe if he dropped, I would have been in. Sure. I probably would have lost to E-Cola and then somebody else, but, you know, I would have been able to move on to other things other than S9, which is the kind of silver lining to that a little bit. But, yeah, I'm kind of the same mind as Jimbo on this one. Just hope he's okay. But, you know, if he was feeling like this earlier, like before the group matches even started, yeah, I would have preferred if he dropped, but, you know, if it was just, you know, something else, maybe, you know, something else unrelated, kind of adding to that, then that's just too bad. But what can he do?
He did say he was feeling like unwell and he would have had to have cancelled the match and then reorganized it. And I think they were already near the time limit and stuff like that. And he was playing a lot of the matches, a lot of the races beforehand. He was doing like a couple of pickup races a day, so he might have just been fatigued. But
yeah.
One of the things he also said was that, and I think it's quite an interesting talking point, was the fact that the delay was on. And you know, he's actually like, you know, not a big time streamer, but like he has a community and. Like playing these seeds is, you know, you're not able to engage with your community in like the biggest of kind of spots. And it would be for somebody who is getting a lot of, and I'm with him as well. I get a lot of my enjoyment, not from the competitive side, but actually by interacting and just being stupid on stream and just like having a laugh. And during this like event and SGL, you know, these are the most competitive times. So like, I understand the arguments for putting the delay on. I completely do. Like, I'm happy that I'm happy that the delay is on. But it also, if that is not like your biggest thought in it, then, and you're not enjoying it, then in the end of the day, it's a game. He can just not play whenever he wants. Like, you know, if he's not having fun, then maybe he actually didn't knock anybody out of the tournament. He beat Mashi, but Mashi would have had another match against Cola. And then he lost to Zeph. So he actually didn't knock anybody out of the tournament. He did it before he knocked out potentially Exodus from the tournament. So I kind of see it. Maybe I wouldn't quit the tournament. Maybe I would just like push through it. But like you said, maybe there was some other factors going on. And I know, like, the argument is like, yes, it's S9. It's like the biggest tournament, so we've got to protect the people to make sure people aren't cheating. But it's also the event that everybody is watching the most. That's the time that your community is going to be the most involved and invested in it. Like I was saying to Zeph before and some other people that I had like an average of 18 viewers on my channel, like on my stream when it was a 20-minute delay. And I would have preferred that to be like a more engaging part and like getting people to interact and to have fun rather than just having to sit in silence and like. But I understand both arguments and yeah, it is what it is in the end of the day.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the whole delay thing because like that's the part that sent me, honestly. It's like some of us are obviously strangers to the tournament. Like any new player probably wouldn't have any experience with this. But he is certainly not a new runner. We run delay every year. You knew what you were getting yourself into by entering the tournament. You knew you were going to have to stream with delay. So I don't know. In my opinion, the fact that was used as an excuse is the part that like sends me off a cliff. Because
at the same time, it's definitely the worst part about having the delay. I wish I had my chat, even though, you know, I have like 1 to 2 viewers usually. So,
everybody does.
It's still nice. Yeah, exactly. But
if your bracket match in Challenge Cup, you would have naturally more viewers because it's not just like a random practice race stream. It is like an actual competitive match. So I understand that like it's protective against the tournament. It's the competitive thing. But I understand that others don't view the community stream and aspects of it as being like a significant thing. And I understand, oh my god, Zeph just fell off a second time.
This I was really just gonna say that. Zeph sucks.
Wait, where did he fall off? Hold on.
In the bottom of the well, after the locked door, where there's the holes in the floor, he just fell down there twice. Okay, and I say that, but don't go and view my stream, my race versus blue guy in Challenge Cup, because I also fell in the holes in bottom of the well twice. But I fell down two different holes, so there's a difference there.
Yeah, he also fell down in Dampe race in Estrio in person.
That guy is actually kind
of interesting. I mean, he's got this like huge grudge against gravity. It's just annoying.
Yeah, in this race as well, he had a terrible electric. What are they even called? I'm going to call them the electric willies. I know they're not called those, but like,
what?
Is it a band?
Before. before the room where you jump on the platform to lower it, then you do box skip, and it's got that Octorok in there, and it's after the big Octo fight, and you have to boomerang those two like electric floppy things.
The red tentacle thingies.
Yeah, he got absolutely like destroyed in that room. Just in the
That's just a classic mistake, though. That either is, the Octorok or those or both.
By the Octorok, yeah. And then you're like, you get angry, so you try and kill the Octorok, but he actually hits you again, and it's even more funny. So
yeah.
Okay, and then now onto the bracket phase. We are now into the single elimination, but best two out of three phase of the tournament. There was a redraw. I'm not even going to try and explain how the redraw happened, because only Hyper knows how the redraw happened, but it happened, and people are playing against each other. And they have to win two out of three to be able to get on to the next phase. So just a quick overview of the matches. We'll talk of these one by one. Mario versus Naestrel, Zeph versus Rafa, Duke versus Exodus, Nopons versus Tanjo, Floosh versus Alpha, Challenge Soir versus Seti, Xavi versus Cola, and Marco versus Volk. Do any of those take your fancy to start off with?
Let's start with the Mario match.
Yeah, so that one's already done. Mario won both of those matches against Naestrel. So unfortunately, Naestrel's run could not continue by beating the top seeds, and is now out of here, and Mario moves on. Did you watch any of those matches, Emo? Because they were two of those in your time zone.
Yep, I watched both of them. Both of these seeds sucked, like, majorly. I won't get into the specifics. You can go watch the VOD on Zelda Speedruns on Twitch. But they were just really, really poor seeds in general. Just nothing really working for them. I even commentated one of them, and I still don't really recollect everything that was bad about it. But essentially, really, really slow early games. So it was like an hour 20 before they found the first, like, you know, item that actually broke up the seed wide open to like even do any progression. They didn't have any progression done at that point. So it was a lot of that. And then very minor differences that ended up being the difference maker. But yeah, Mario's just too fast. He's very consistent. He is playing like he's a top player, so he's being very thorough. And really, it's that thoroughness that let him win both matches. Naestrel was pretty aggressive in both games, I would say. Skipped skulls completely in game one. Game two had to get at least, I think, 30, maybe. But just really trying to cut corners here and there, skipping checks, that sort of thing. Kind of what you saw out of the Alpha match is out in that group phase as well. That's one thing I didn't mention about Alpha is he skipped like half a bomb of the well, like anything Zelda locked.
What?
Oh,
what?
Go back.
Fuck?
Yeah. No, there's just like things I just can't get behind. But
Yeah, because it takes like a minute, right? Like, it, or maybe a minute and a half, and it's like six checks. Yeah, exactly. So it was kind of that line of thinking. And I actually asked Nastriel, hey, are you going to have like the same kind of approach as you did this game one? And he was like, well, I don't really want to spoil it for Mario, but kind of implied, yeah, he was going to still be aggressive, and it didn't work out for him. Mario still took it, so on to the top eights, and awaiting the winner of actually Zephyr and Rafa, which is going to be interesting.
Yeah, I don't really know where they're at in this seed right now. It looks like they're both tied on dungeon rewards. Looking at the item screen, looks like they all have a similar, they both have a similar item set. I don't know what we're looking for at the moment.
Fire, and fire is in where is it? Where is the fire temple? I literally can't see it. Where is it?
Fire is in
Deku. It's in Deku. So they need the Kakiri sword. Looking for the Kakiri sword, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh wait, and it looks like Rafa beat water, so never mind. I'm sorry. Rafa is ahead on dungeon rewards right now. So
agent, but just lying to the audience. I mean, hey, the race
listen, blame the trackers, okay? Because the tracker did not click the medallion. So,
blaming the volunteers.
Well, like, I'm not kidding. Yeah. Somebody actually didn't click it.
Stealing candy from a baby.
And they only have strength Song of Time to go off of for a potential path for Volvagia, which is interesting and just by itself. So. We'll keep tabs on that match exactly, but Zephyr is leading 1-0, won the first match by, it was a 218 DNF from Rafa, so probably far enough ahead and you don't want to finish, but
it'll be interesting. I actually watched that race and I cannot remember what happened in it. There are just so many races that go, and I've been watching a lot of the Challenge Cup races as well, so it's,
okay.
They just all come thick and fast. So
it's kind of like season 9 in general, right? It's just a lot to take in, just as a player, as a viewer. Even it's just a lot to keep track of. Exactly, if you don't have all the information in front of you, it's hard to like contextualize a lot of things. I feel like
I just don't know. Like, it's so annoying looking at the bracket, and like I don't know why StarGG is not being updated by Mitobot after single races. Because like it looks like it doesn't do anything until a 2-0 happens.
Yeah, yeah. It only shows when they're
so it's it's hard to tell who's actually played. So,
yeah.
It's weird.
Looking at the results here, the other completed matchup, by the way, is the Juke Exodus match, which man, Juke's a really good player, turns out. He just it was the second game that it was less than a minute, so basically a snipe, taking Exodus out of the tournament. But he's been pretty on point as far as what I can tell from his gameplay. Haven't had the opportunity to look at it immensely, but I would assume he's just doing the same thing as he did in qualifiers, had like a 950 average thereabouts on points, so not too surprising coming from Juke, but the other results.
I was going to say, he feels like he's in the zone, but also Exodus not having the stronger up performances that he has done previously. So so that's
ooh, Mirror Shield.
Good wins. thanks, Jimbo. What? What the fuck?
What?
You know, do you want to commentate this race? Do you want to go and join Lefty and commentate the race? Like,
no.
Is that where you want to be? Like, what the hell? Yeah, there we go. Oh, yeah. And then also, you know, we all get angry after races, and yeah, it can be quite an emotional thing. I don't think I've ever seen anybody delete their race time account after they've lost and been knocked out of a tournament before. That's a new one. That's a new one.
Yeah, that was
for Exodus. Yeah, it's unfortunate. I mean, you lose all of your like race time history, right, doing that. So
yeah,
but I don't know. I think Exodus will probably be back. He just needs to take a break from competitive rando for a while. He was kind of saying he was in like a Discord call earlier in the season before that matchup, but he's feeling pretty good about competitive rando. He said he was getting a little burnt out but it helps that he was actually watching a lot of French coverage to like kind of just, you know, get better, see what people, other people are doing in terms of routing, all that sort of thing. And one of the more interesting things he said was like, oh yeah, I've just been watching all, you know, all the French streams and just following along. I'm like, wait, you know French? Or no. It's like there's like a live caption and translating that Chrome can do, Google Chrome.
Oh, can actually, like, there's really? Actually, I've always wanted to have like captions for it. I didn't know Chrome can do that automatically. That's crazy.
Yep,
that's
it's cool. It's in the settings. I actually turned it on just to check it out, and yeah, I watched a few French free streams. I was like, oh, okay. Wow. So okay, this is how awesome. It is, eh? Oh, that's really cool. Yeah, so you don't need to learn French anymore to get good at Rando. You just need Chrome now, which I know a lot of people aren't going to like because they're like Firefox stands or, you know, they use one of the other like, weird sucks. Browsers.
Sure, yeah, okay. Surely there's a Firefox alternate if like Chrome's got it. So
There's probably like a plugin or something that you can easily download. But I just thought it was interesting that, you know, technology's gotten to such a point like, you know, 15 years ago, maybe even 10 years ago, this might not have been possible exactly to have live like translating captions. So I just think it's AI. Really cool. Yeah, well, careful there.
Careful there, AI Satan. Overlords. I am Chuckles AI.
But yeah, I just thought it was really cool that he pointed that out. So just putting that out for any listeners, if you want to watch some French stuff or even German restreams, those have been pretty good too.
Yeah, a couple of stuff on ZSRDE. So that's been cool. And then they're the only completed matches. And so the other ones have had a couple of matches done. So Nopon's Tanjo, they have had one race. And the result of that was a Tanjo victory. Challengeoir Sedi has had two games done. And they are one apiece. Second game was only... Eight seconds apart from each other. So,
oh my god,
that's crazy. Yep. That's the bigger snipe than we were just talking about with Hexo and Juke. So,
yep.
I mean, the closest finish so far out of qualifiers.
Yeah, maybe. And then Floosh Alpha are just starting their match, and then we also have Marco Volk haven't played a game, and Xavi Cola have not played a game yet. So they're all to be continued.
Very nice.
So, I mean, I guess out of these, who do you think is going to win the tournament?
Mr. Mario.
Yeah. Like, I would say to the point that he is probably out of this group, like, odds on, like, to win this. Like, I think it's... Who's stopping him? Who's stopping him, like, actually? Like, the only person who would have stopped him would be E-Cola. And I think
Xavi has a chance, I think.
Xavi has a chance. He's on the opposite side of the bracket as well. So it could be a Mario, Xavi, Mario, Marco. Oh, Mario, Marco final. Come on.
That would be great. I don't think that's going to happen.
What? Really?
I don't think that's going to happen. I don't. I mean, we haven't really... Like, I need Marco to, like, just do it, man. Just do it.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been waiting for it. Just fucking do it.
Yeah, give it me. Yeah, inject it into my veins. Like, come on.
Do what?
Get to the finals.
Oh.
Take it.
I was like, I was just talking about, like, a forbidden technique or, like, you know, something we haven't seen yet.
Just do it! Do it! Sorry, that's my Shia LaBeouf impression.
Yeah, Jimbo LaBeouf.
We don't have to keep that. We don't have to keep that.
Literally, no, we're keeping that in. That was fantastic, but also terrified me. Like, what the fuck? That was wild.
Sorry.
I'm surprised.
Did Marco win in S2 or S3? Did Marco win?
Marco was the season 3 winner.
Season 3.
Okay. What the hell's won season 2? I know it's a long time ago. ATZ won season 1.
How was won season 4?
Oh, who the hell was...
Bono won season 2 then. It was Bono and Marco, right?
Oh, right. Yeah.
What was Sponge and Hells, right? I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That's when I came into the community after that matchup.
You little bean.
Huh?
Okay. I think out of these players, I think the three most likely people that beat Mario were either Juke, Zavi, or Marco. And Zavi and Marco are probably going to face each other. Mm-hmm. But if I was a betting man, I would say they're going to face off in top eight. And then you only get one of them. So, I mean, I guess we'll see how it plays out. But, I mean, I think a lot of these players have been really great, though. I think any of them could do it.
All I know is if Chuckles saw Machi in this list, he'd be all in. That's all I know. I'm still, to this day, I want to know what the hell is going on between you and Machi.
He's out. He's out. He's a loser now.
Sorry.
I'm all in on Rafa. Like, that's why I want Rafa to win this match versus Zeph. Like, he was my other... Me and Mel have been talking because, like, Mel was dark horse on the when she was on the podcast was Zeph, and mine was Rafa. And Mel was like, you don't want Zeph to go 2-0 because you know how salty you'll be that my pick beat your pick. I was like, yeah, definitely, definitely. Let's move on to the Challenge Cup, which is the next 64 runners. They are also basically in the same phase. They're just capping off the end of their phase one of the tournament. The last of the matches are playing tomorrow, which is the 1st of March. For those who are clearly not listening to this when I'm saying this, it's going to be days and days afterwards. There's been not many English restreams of this, but there's been quite a few French and German restreams. My match versus Blue Guy was restreamed. I know T and Kasinja's matches were restreamed on ZSRDE today, back to back. So that was quite fun. Lots of French restreams. I think looking at this and the people that I've kind of got through so far, I'm actually just like really interested in this bunch of runners. This is kind of like a really interesting challenge cut for me, because you've got runners who are like new and grinding. You know, you've got like Slew, Epic Dev Skill, Man who's up and coming and really breaking out. You've got like, you know, people who have been in the top 32 before, like Yo-Yo, Louis Ferns, Barrel. And then you've got like just like old guard people as well. People have been here forever, like Zorro, you know, me, Alfalfa's here, like getting into the new bracket phase or the end of the phase one. So just like a really interesting selection of people. And I think this tournament is really, really open. I think it's going to be a really interesting bracket phase. I'm really looking forward to this.
I appreciate you not calling me old. Thank you.
Yeah.
I've been here longer than all of you, but
true.
But yeah, I tend to agree. I think, yeah, I think pretty much. Well, no, I don't think anyone can win, but I think it's down to probably like six players out of these guys that can probably win. But I guess we'll get there when we get there.
Wait, who's the six people? I want to know who are your six people.
That's a small number too. Whoa.
Yeah, there's maybe two people left. Like, who are the six people you think are going to win? Who's your potential gold medalists?
And don't just say Chuckles to appease him.
Well, I mean,
no, Chuckles is in that group. I do agree with that.
And what are the six? Think, let's go.
I think he can win. Okay. I think you need consistency, which you haven't always had this season. And aside from that, I mean, I think you're just a great racer. So I think you can make it.
Very nice. I'll send you.
Pretty good. You're particularly very good with 1v1s, so that adds a lot to it.
Cheers, son.
Hey, so great. He forgets he picks up a key ring.
we were talking about like Exodus like quitting and stuff like that, or deleting race time, and it's like I can't even be the one that is like, stop being so emotional. Like, after, like, I cried for days after that match and how, like, aww, upset.
Did you
I
literally?
Was. Yeah, I was really.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry.
I was so angry. I don't even know how I did the interview on TSG, like, after that race, because I was literally, like, so furious with myself. And
Man, now I feel like an asshole, man.
You've got to do it, because it's actually stupid. Like, it's actually, like, one of the worst.
That's why you're so mad.
Performances,
yeah.
Like, ever. So yeah, please. I mean, it was years ago as well. Like, I'm after that, I decided that I was going to stop caring about competitive rando, and I stopped playing a lot. I stopped doing a lot of pickup matches and limited the number of tournaments that I went into.
And now you still do well, and you play less.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's great. It's a great thing.
It's a good combo. I think the other players that can win this tournament, Louis Ferens, has been pretty solid. I wouldn't say overwhelmingly strong, but I've liked what I've seen from him. So just in race time room chats and, you know, what have you. Just looking at his VOD a little bit here and there. Playing seeds that he's also played. I think he's pretty solid. I think Manu can win. It's the third player. I think Martin can win, for sure. You kind of ran into him in groups, right, Chuckles? You're kind of alluding to it last episode, but you faced him and lost, but you still got through anyway.
And that race, like, I watched it back afterwards, and I felt like if that was a qual, I think Martin could have been, like, top five, because he was just absolutely brilliant, that seed. He flew through it. He went to the right places. His routing was just, like, fantastic. So I'm completely with you. I'm like, Martin is definitely a candidate to take this down.
Well, I mean, it's about consistency again, right? Like, yeah, sure. You know, don't get me wrong. Martin's a great player. But, like, you know, given the whole qual situation, like, the consistency hasn't been there, right? So,
we'll just have to wait and see what happens. And it's best two out of three. Like, you're right. Yeah. You can't just win one match now and get through to the next round and face a soft opponent or whatever. Like, it's two out of three now. You've got to win twice. So, kind of goes back to the Naestrel thing of, like, skipping half the checks in the game. Like, yeah, that works when you're only playing one match versus E-Cola, but when you're playing two matches versus Mr. Mario, like, you're not going to do that every single seed. Like, so,
yeah, it just catches up with you eventually.
Mm.
It depends on what it is, of course. I mean, it could be, like, skull selection versus routing versus one or two checks here and there. Sure. You have better things to do at the time. Sure. Now, when it comes to the last two of the six, I think those can be pretty much anybody, but I think specifically for me, I think it would be Slew. I think he can win.
Yep.
He's very logically sound. I'm not sure about his routing, but his execution's there. I mean, all these players' execution is great. I don't think there's any one player in particular that's, like, particularly weak. Maybe Pappy, but he's not through yet, so.
Yeah, he's going to play heaps tomorrow. Like, looking forward
A heater of a matchup. That's, I think, good. All these outstanding matches are going to be great. You got Tetsuya and Tensei. You got Incoherent and KLO. That's a huge.
Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting.
So interesting, very quickly on that, there was five Brits entered the Challenge Cup. And currently, three of them have been knocked out.
No.
So I am through. I am the only Brit of the five through at the moment. So KLO needs to win this match to get another Brit. Otherwise, out of the top 96, there's now only one Brit in the whole thing.
The clown car is getting pretty empty, man.
Exactly. The fucking Brit clown car is absolutely insane at the moment.
What are you going to do when it's just yourself and you have to honk your own nose?
I don't know. It's just going to be
It's me, Grim.
I wish I had some clown music queued up for that, dude.
Yeah, so we good. Need that. We need a Chuckles clown like music. Like, we need that set. Yeah.
Hey, I'm all ears. I can set whatever we want. But
yeah, put a clown overlay at the moment, like a carnival clown circus, like overlay over the audio at the moment. It's like any time that I'm talking about a race that I do, that overlay now has to turn on. So that's your homework for this edit, Emo.
All right.
I kind of like that matchup too, like Incoherent and Kalo. I feel like they have like similar, like they're like similar runners. Like they're both like logic type runners in a way.
Yeah,
like they think like more proper, about the seed.
They're proper Triforce Blitz kind of runners. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's going to be a good matchup for sure.
I think, have you mentioned Barrel like at the moment, Ime? Have you mentioned Barrel in your six?
I did not. I don't think he can win.
Well, he's the reigning Challenge Cup champion at the moment, so...
Apparently not this season.
I just don't think he has the reps. I mean, the only thing I've seen really is his matches, and that's like it. So unless he's like just grinding dozens of seeds off stream, I don't see it. I just don't see it.
I'm also looking at this list of players too, and I noticed that Epic Dev Skill is 39th, is ranked 39, and like I don't really know who they are. Like, have they been around for a while?
They were in League last season. They've always like one of those runners that I think they're French Canadian. Okay. And I remember like I think it might have been Sombra just kept on being like, look, he's a really good runner. Like, he is actually really good. And then he did really well in his League division. And then yeah, he just absolutely seemed to have like done really well here, so he's on my like radar as like look out for this person kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, clearly they're a good runner. I mean, they got ranked 39 overall. Yeah. So
I also don't think Jared's gonna win. I don't see it either.
Honestly, I think Jarek is like way too aggressive of a runner.
Yeah,
like it's just gonna literally, he's just gonna play himself out. That's my prediction.
I've got a story about Slu.
Do you?
Yeah, so it was the Franco tiebreaker match. And so you remember Franco's the draft tournament. And it was it was the tiebreaker async, and it was like the top five of 22 people went through kind of thing, classic Swiss tiebreaker. And they did like a restream of it. They like randomly picked some people and like they showed like even though it was an async, they put some people together for like a restream, and like Slu was on it, and he was the last person in, right, into the thing, and it was Dungeon Schools, and like he was trying to find like the light arrows in Ganon's, I think it was, and he didn't know where the Ganon scrubs were. Like, he didn't know where the scrubs in Ganon's castle was. So he was just, like, walking into walls trying to find, like, where these scrubs are. And then, so I'm in this race and I'm watching and I haven't finished yet. And I'm looking at this being like, I'm going to get knocked out by a guy who doesn't even know where the fucking Ganon scrubs are. And then I was the bubble boy in that. I just missed out. I was the last remaining person in that, so...
That sucks. That doesn't surprise me though, man. I mean, a lot of people like they join in, they start playing, and they just play like the most popular settings don't have scrub shuffle on, right? So it's like they don't have any reason to know where the scrubs are. Maybe they haven't played vanilla, or like they haven't played anything outside of rando, and they're just playing like, you know, standard Steve. So
yeah,
it doesn't really surprise me.
I think my last comment on this in terms of like the winners who like went 2-0, there were two people who went 2-0 who were the bottom six of challenge, the bottom eight, sorry, of Challenge Cup. So they were runners 88th to 96. And even the 96th runner, Spec, got through 2-0. And also Link Hylian. So they were both in the bottom. They only just scraped getting in, and
they got through on buys. Yeah, Huh.
Yeah, Spec would have got through because people were dropped out. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you can probably guess who I think's gonna win the tournament as my last player.
Yeah.
Is it you?
Yeah. Is it?
It is me. Yeah.
It's Quality. Yeah.
No, it's me. I can't wait to prove myself to anyone that doubts that.
I'm looking forward to me versus you. Let's draw us next round. Let's do it. Let's have both of us next round. Let's have it.
I mean, haven't felt very good about S9, so I feel pretty good about that matchup personally.
Let's do the race as a live podcast episode.
Oh, God.
We're just both on call the whole time. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, we actually record clips of us, like, during the race kind of thing.
I'm looking forward to that, too, because you two will just be bickering the whole time, and I'll just be on the sidelines laughing my ass off.
Yeah. What's Jimbo laughing about? Nothing. Nothing at all. Yeah, that'd be funny. No, I barely didn't get into the main tournament. I don't know. It's every seed's kind of just been, I don't know, it just makes sense to me, the whole format. So
you're playing really well this year. You definitely have a really good chance. So
yeah, we'll see what happens. I feel pretty good about best of three. I've never had to do that before, I think, in a tournament. I've never gotten really that far. Like any of the tournaments that I usually help put together, it's like we don't deal with best of three until like the very end. Usually just it slows the whole tournament down a lot. I think for this one in particular, I thought it was really weird that, like, I haven't played a match since last week Sunday. It's been almost a whole week. It's going to be almost probably two by the time I play my next game of the next match. But you really, really slow burn so far. Like, it's March tomorrow. So, we'll see how it goes. But I'm feeling pretty hopeful about it. We'll just have to have seeds that kind of don't fight me. So just either bad RNG or you just didn't find something or you didn't find a hint. There was one that I asynced recently that was like, well, I've cleared everything. I guess I go to Valley Waterfall. That's my last check. And then like the hint there was like, oh, Frogs 2 has the item. It's like, oh, okay. The only copy of the hint got it. Okay. As long as I don't have that happen, I feel pretty good.
Well, I mean, I wish you both the best in your remaining matches. I'm not competing, so I'll just try and catch as many races as I can. It's tough with, like, some of the scheduling. I know you mentioned it earlier that, you know, a lot of the races are just scheduled during your work hours, and, like, I kind of deal with the same shit, so it's, like, tough to catch everything. But if I don't happen to catch the matches, I mean, either way, I wish you both luck. I hope you guys can go super far and go all the way.
I'm gonna try. Quick update, Rafa and Zeph both have the Kakiri sword, but Rafa picked it up about 4 minutes before Zeph, and Zeph still apparently needs to beat Water Temple too, so that game is over. So that'll be a game three between those two.
Yeah, probably for the best. I want to see another match against these guys, or with these guys in it. So,
yeah.
Yep, absolutely.
Makes for a more entertaining series. So, everybody loves a elimination match. So,
they probably have their, I think they've actually got their third arranged. Yeah, their third is arranged for Monday at 7 o'clock my time, which is the United Kingdom time.
Nice. I mean, it's 11th and 13th seeds, too. So, it's bound to be close regardless.
Very close. But
that'll be another race I won't be able to watch.
I might actually commentate that one.
Well, that's going to do it for us on the podcast on this episode. Thanks again to Chuckles and Jimbo for joining me, as always.
We're doing this again, dude.
I was literally waiting to say something over you.
You always go before me.
No, I know, but since the last couple of times, I've been waiting to interrupt you, and we both knew eat that time. We were both like, it was a game of chicken that time.
I'm sitting here with a dumbass smile on my face waiting for you to talk.
I wish that like the webcam was on me because I was literally like leaning into my microphone to be like, like you know how like when at the start of a race, you're just like pausing. And it's like that quiet eye kind of thing. Like you're ready. Yeah. You're focused. Like I was so ready to like snap you off. But yeah, thanks everyone. It's a great tournament. And honestly, like, I was going to say this before, but I think I'm kind of enjoying Challenge Cup more than the main tournament, actually. So
really? Is that because you're in it?
No, I've been in Challenge Cup before and still enjoyed the top 32 tournament and not really cared about it. But I just think this is just such an open Challenge Cup. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, thanks to having me on again. I know you guys, for whatever reason, keep leaving the door unlocked and I keep coming in, but I'm glad you haven't kicked me out yet. So it's great being here. Looking forward to the next one.
And we'll see all of you next time on the Gossip Stone Podcast.